We had about $9 million that we set aside for the judicial building. So the needs assessment can be paid from that. Architects and engineering can be paid from that. Anything applied to that building as we prepare for potential construction can be paid from that $9 million. So there's no need to come up with any additional funding. We already have it available. In the end, I don't know this is what's going to happen, but having a needs assessment and then having an architect and engineer come on and take a look at things will, at the bare minimum, give us an estimate of what our construction costs are going to look like. Then we can go from there. And obviously, those construction costs are going to be something that we're going to look at most likely in a bond project at some point in the future. But we need to get to that point to understand what we're looking at financially.